In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us quieten our hearts in opening prayer and thanksgiving. Our dear Heavenly Father, as we approach Thee this evening, we ask simply, dear Father, to bless these days that we are gathering here together this weekend for these our spring services. We ask, dear Father, to feed and nourish us. Grant unto us that blessing from Thy Word, which is spoken unto us through Thy Holy Spirit, and we then as listeners listen also with this same Holy Spirit that dwells in every child of God and dwells here in Thy kingdom. Dear Father, give words of utterance for the upbuilding and edification of Thy kingdom, and for the calling word unto those lost ones who may, through Thy blessing, be able to hear this word during these days of services. And unto us, listeners, Your children, we simply beg, dear Father, to increase our faith. Open Thy Word into each one of our heart and souls. Bless these days, dear Father. Bless Thy Word. And we pray as Thou hast, Thy Son has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in faith from near and far that have gathered here this evening, and you also who may not be here but are in the listening of this word, I would like to extend a very heartfelt welcome here to these special spring services here in Cokato. Already from a youth, I suppose I was 12 years old when I, for the first time, experienced. At that time, it was Pentecost services in the spring here in Cokato. And from that time onward, I have been able to enjoy, as many as you have, these special spring services. Spring is such a wonderful time of year where new life is beginning to grow. It's a very, very optimistic, very joyful time of life. The weather warms and the cold of winter is past. And I thought I'd just welcome you with these words from the theme for these services. And they're taken from that 46th Psalm. And it's the first verse. And it says in this way, God is our refuge and our strength, and a very present help in trouble. As you read further on in here, the psalmist is reminding us that it doesn't matter what happens in this life. He says, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, we don't need to fear. We don't need to fear. It doesn't matter what happens. So secure are we here in God's kingdom. At the end of this, toward the end of the psalm in the 10th verse is a portion of, well, it's one of my favorite portions in the Holy Bible. Although I've got several, but this is one. And it's a reminder unto us, and it says simply this: be still and know that I am God. And doesn't it feel good that we can gather here in stillness and reflection and just listen to the teaching of our Lord Jesus? Indeed, we could say that we've gathered here at the feet of Jesus to hear what He has to say unto us. And it feels good. We, the children of our Heavenly Father, once again have this blessing where we can gather for days here at the feet of Jesus. And we pray unto our Heavenly Father that His Word would be opened unto us. And there's a verse of a song that we sang here recently that really stuck in my mind. And isn't this the prayer that we have even this evening? It's from that song 326, and it's the sixth verse, and it says in this way: help us, Redeemer, help us, Redeemer. Nourish Thy creation. We need abundant grace and consolation. Oh, send the mighty word of Thy salvation. Lord, we extol Thee. Lord, we extol Thee. Isn't that our prayer? We who so often feel our own poorness and weakness and sinfulness and so many times struggle around the matters of faith, even with our carnal human understanding. And oh, how Satan desires to do this with us. He desires that we would be miserable, doubt-ridden. But oh, how when we gather here, how it feels so good when that reassuring word of our Heavenly Father calls and gathers, enlightens, and it teaches. And isn't that why we're gathered here? To again hear that which our Lord Jesus has already taught us. We're in this school. We're little boys and girls here in this school of our Heavenly Father. And we need to again and again be reassured of that teaching of our Lord Jesus and the teaching of our Heavenly Father through His prophets and apostles. Indeed, we need that nourishment for our undying souls. And so even this evening, dear beloved children and you youth that have gathered here and mothers and fathers and elders and everyone, uplift your heart to believe this message from our Lord Jesus Your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And so, now we begin our spring services. And dear brothers, you who have been called to come to serve us, be bold in the Holy Spirit. Speak that which God grants unto you. And we as children of God, isn't that how we are? We don't come here to hear anything new, but we come here to be reassured again and again that teaching of the prophet that we seek that old way where the former saints have gone. And as he says, and walk therein. And he says, and you will find rest unto your souls. And that's what we want. We want rest and peace unto our souls. And so, be uplifted, dear brother and sister. Our Heavenly Father is very near and very close unto us. And he has promised, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. In Jesus' name, amen.